shot an everlasting joy upon their heads. Joy and gladness shall be there.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron with another prophetic proof of purchase. God has promised to water and prosper the garden of Israel. Hosea 14:5-7. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like the lily, and he will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. His shoots will sprout, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the cedars of Lebanon. Those who live in his shadow will again raise grain, and they will blossom like the vine. His renown will be like the wine of Lebanon. Israel is virtually without any rainfall for 7 months of the year. Therefore, dew is very important. Many trees and flowers survive the summer in Israel simply by drawing on the small amount of moisture deposited each morning by the dew. If you take a walk early on a spring or summer morning in Israel, you will see little droplets of water gathering on the petals of wildflowers and slowly running down the stems to the ground, where they soak into the soil and are thirstily lapped up by the roots. Another scripture passage mentioning dew is Deuteronomy 33:26-28. There is none like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to your help, and through the skies in his majesty. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he drove out the enemy from before you and said, destroy. So Israel dwells in security, the fountain of Jacob secluded, in a land of grain and new wine, his heavens also drop down dew. Since the sons and daughters of Israel have been restored to their land, they have worked hard and suffered wars, terrorism, and continued persecution. Yet their reuniting as God's first adopted family on the soil of their promised inheritance has been sweet. You will often hear the words from Psalm 133:1-3 being sung. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever. Come visit Israel. Take an early morning walk on Mount Hermon, the hills of Galilee, and in the new forests of the mountains of Judah yourself. Your sandals will be wet with dew from heaven. You will undoubtedly find that your spirit has been watered as well. This is Yuval Shomron in Jerusalem. What's really happening in Israel today? How can you best pray for God's chosen land? How can you visit Israel? Discover the answer to these questions and more at www.highadventure.org or by calling 1-800-517-HOPE. You'll find our two 24/7 radio stations with news, music, and programs direct from Jerusalem. High Adventure Ministries, your expert Israeli connection.